Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You gotta do it once a week. We're cleaning out the sound fridge.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
The fellers do such a fine job of assembling all sorts of clips, whether newsworthy, humorous, or odd, and we just can't get to them all. But some of them are really good, so we save them for the One More Thing
podcast. That's because every day we're trying to stuff 5 pounds of show into a 4-pound bag. That's what's happening.
That's right. Plus, we just really like this little song that the dude made up.
That is good.
That is so good, man. Thank you. I can't remember the gent's name who did that, but that's just terrific.
Herman Melville.
Yep, that's it. Before we get into some of the funny, weird stuff, we didn't get to some of the White House supply chain clips. And I kind of want to hear the Jen Psaki stuff. I haven't heard them, but the labeling looks so weird. Give me 34, Michael.
Over time, as the economy is turning back on, we'd see some of these transitory effects. That's what's been predicted. That's what we have been planning for. And of course, next year, we expect it to come down.
Okay, so the inflation that we're seeing, they expected, and it's just because they're really revving up the economy. That's funny. That's a unique point of view. I hadn't heard that. From anybody else who has a clue, give me 35.
Can this administration guarantee that holiday packages will arrive on time?
They're not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. We cannot guarantee.
Who was the numbskull who asked that question?
That you ought to be kicked out of the media for asking that question.
Yeah, a couple of bouncers ought to come and grab you one on each arm and haul you out of there.
Can the president guarantee that their presence will get to them on time? What?
You got to give that guy the bum's rush and say, all right, BuzzFeed, you're back in, but you're on a short leash. All right? And then one final Jen Psaki clip, 36.
The American people are, of course, impacted by rising prices of gas in some parts of the country, not all. We all understand the American people are not looking at cost-to-cost comparisons from this year to 2 years ago. They're looking at cost-to-cost comparisons to their checkbooks from 8 months ago or 12 months ago. And even though factually, if you look back to 2 years ago, things may be comparative, that's not how people look at things.
Hmm.
Wow. So that was like you see that in radio business sometimes. If your ratings now are up from 8 months ago, you talk about that. They might be down from a year ago,
mm-hmm.
But you pick your time frame very carefully. Sure. So she's trying to minimize the inflation thing. This will be the doom of the Biden administration, that and Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, well, I think they know that. If there's... Yeah, Father Time.
Yeah.
If there's much inflation, he is doomed. And, you know, whether you can blame it on the president or not, that's something economists will argue about forever. But I think presidents get way too much credit and or blame for economies because there's so many moving parts. But, yeah, if there's big inflation, he's doomed.
Well, I would tell you this, because that's absolutely true, what you said about too much blame and too much credit. Although the more they try to control the economy, the more they ought to be blamed for it. I mean, if you have a real free market, laissez-faire type executive branch, then, yeah, they probably, well, they ought to get credit for that, too, come to think of it. So, I don't know. One more politics, then we'll move on. Give me 38, Michael. This is Van Jones.
I think that right now, the honeymoon's over. There was a moment where it's like Trump's, goodbye, Trump. Hello, vaccines. We're so glad to see you, Joe Biden. The problem is that he put himself in a position where he made big, bold claims about the rest of the agenda. You think this great stuff that we did is good? It's nothing. Wait until this summer when you're going to get all this other stuff. And then he steps on a rake, and then he slips on a banana peel, and he falls down the stairs with some marbles. Right now, the Democratic Party is looking over the edge of a cliff, and there's a lot of fear and concern. And you're not seeing that strong Joe Biden leadership that I think people were expecting.
Stepped on a rake. You ever done that? I tell my kids this. Don't act out things where people get hurt, because you will hurt yourself. I remember our shop teacher telling us that. Shop teacher had like four fingers total. shop teacher in high school. He said, if you get hurt, don't show people how you got hurt. He said, I can't tell you how many times people like hurt themselves again, showing people how they got hurt. But one time I was showing my friends, like they, for some reason, they hadn't like seen cartoon characters step on a rake and get hit in the head or something like that. And we had a rake there. And so I stepped on the rake to show how it works. And I hit myself in the head with the wooden pole so freaking hard. When I think about it, I can still hear it. Oh, my, cracked my skull hard. I almost went down. It was brutal.
Rung your bell.
Yeah. So I just thought that was a funny expression from Van Jones there about Joe Biden. He stepped on a rake, then slipped on a banana peel. My brother
fell
down
the stairs.
We were checking to see if banana peels were actually slippery, and we took a banana peel out on the driveway, and my brother stepped on it. He went down hard.
Oh, really?
On his buttocks, yes.
Wow.
Banana peels are very slippery.
Could it be that there's something wrong with your family genetically? boy. Okay, so let's get on to the lighter stuff. Michael, what is clip number one?
This is a new TikTok. Well, why don't I just go ahead and play it for you guys?
Okay,
cool. You, like, twisted it, and then you run around your finger twice.
Oh, my God, I'm scared of you.
Ready?
Yeah, go.
Oh, ew. I don't like it.
The new TikTok challenge is scalp popping.
TikTok, Michael, is a delicious breath mint. TikTok is
TikTok is what I meant.
Okay.
It's scalp popping? Yeah, what is that?
You pull your hair so hard that it makes a popping noise. So I guess it's soft tissue that...
It's a terrific idea, kids. Every single TikTok challenge is one you should do.
I guess it can cause bleeding under the scalp. So they say don't do it.
Do you need somebody to tell you not to do that?
Right. If you need somebody to tell you that, you're too dumb to be told that successfully.
You're the sort of person that would step on a rake or put a banana peel on the cement and step on it.
Oh, my. Oh, boy. It's a little uncomfortable. Let's see. All right. Does two need any setup, Michael?
No, this is actually kind of a cute story in a way.
All right. Great.
They put it on the scale, and this bag is 5.5 pounds overweight. We're like, oh, we've got to rearrange some stuff. Opens it up. There's our dog out of my boot, like coming out of my boot with its head popping up. She's the burrower. She burrows in clothes. She burrows in, obviously, suitcases now. They've got a heck of an employee in Kathy. Like I said, she was willing to watch our dog for us while we were gone. Thank goodness we found this dog, because you'd have got to Vegas and you probably would have had a deceased animal in your bag.
Yes, you would have.
Yeah, it's a cute story other than that. The dog dying of asphyxiation.
Or crushed.
It was a small miniature dog that they didn't know had gotten into the suitcase. They were on their way to Vegas.
But when I run out the house, I... pretty sure I know where the dog is. I usually see him. It's not like He's got to be around here somewhere anyway. I'm sure he'll be fine.
I wouldn't worry about it. Let's just go to Vegas with this awfully heavy whimpering suitcase.
With pee running out of it.
All right. And now, does three need any setup, Michael?
I don't think so. Okay. Here we go.
It was about 2 a.m. playing video games, Grand Theft Auto, funny enough. I'm naked in my house. Like, you know, I'm relaxing. So I come out the house naked, and sure enough, there's somebody under my car. From out of my car, and he starts swinging the saws all at me. I start fighting with the guy and wrestling with him. He ends up elbowing me, but I still grab onto him, and I end up getting his phone off of him. It's not the end of the world to me, but there's people out there that, you know, that wake up in the morning, they're not expecting it, and now they have no way to get to work.
They're not expecting what?
Cadillac converter thief.
Oh, somebody was stealing the catalytic converters, and this guy, bare naked, goes and fights the guy who has a sawzall going, zzz, zzz. Wow.
And then he says,
I'm worried about my wang in that situation.
And then he says, a lot of people don't wake up in the morning expecting that. You're right. I don't.
Well,
I guess that's on me.
Yeah, I guess the cops of America are saying to the auto manufacturers, guys, you got to make it harder to steal catalytic converters somehow.
Why do people steal?
Because it's just too
them?
Easy a crime. They're valuable.
They are.
It's just, it's an expensive part that you can snatch pretty quickly.
Hmm. Okay.
Roll under there, unscrew it. You got a part worth, I don't know, what's a catalytic converter?
If I had one, I don't know who I would sell it to.
Well, that's because you're not a criminal. Which reminds me, another thing we ought to be talking about maybe tomorrow is, in the cities like San Francisco, where crime is rampant, where the organized shoplifting gangs are rampant, there are all sorts of in your bummy areas. They have little ad hoc street fairs where people resell the stuff they stole.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So you get a bottle of Tylenol for $2.
And you probably can do that pretty openly. In fact, we got an email the other day from somebody, and it was probably the San Francisco area, where they said, yeah, there's a guy that sets up a table out on our street corner every day selling stuff. So, yeah, so it's just out in the open. So where'd you get all these bottles and razors and deodorant and all this different stuff? I stole it from the Walgreens over there. Now I sell it in the street corner and nobody even stops me.
Right. Nobody cares.
Nobody stopped me when I was robbing it. Nobody stops me when I'm reselling it. That's just fantastic.
Back to the topic of stealing catalytic converters, thieves are motivated to steal them because they contain precious metals such as platinum and rhodium. Okay. Then the thieves often sell the car parts for money on the black market. Depending on the age and type of vehicle, the PGMs, I believe that's precious metals or something, in a catalytic converter can be worth anywhere from $100 to a rare $1,000 or more.
Wow.
The newer and or smaller cars being closer to $100, the larger older vehicles could have catalytic converters easily worth $600 and up.
So like I got an old pickup that the catalytic converter might be worth $800. The truck's barely worth $800.
Right. Right. Catalytic converters contain trace amounts of precious metals, including platinum, palladium, and rhodium. Which
rhodium.
In early March hit nearly $30,000 per ounce.
Well, if I had a big chunk of rhodium, I'd have it made.
Yeah. Shines like the sun. Get a big rhodium belt buckle. Yep.
I'd like to be a rhodium clown. I don't know. I'm out of things to say. Can we wrap this up?
Are we done
up
with the fridge?
Yes, we're done.
Well, I guess that's it.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.